Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
My wife has popped into to the home studio. Last segment, we were talking about graduation messages. Brad Pitt recorded one for a graduation class, and I asked Alabama Adriana what celebrity she would want to have record a message for her class. She suggested Megan Thee Stallion. Did I get that right?
Yep.
And then I looked at Freak Nasty's Instagram and determined that there might be some people. Would you agree with that, Alabama Adriana? There might be some people in your class that would be like, nah, not for me.
There may be a couple, but I feel like for the most part, we're all some pretty big fans.
All some pretty big fans. Then Matthew McConaughey came up, and Alabama Adriana suggested Jason Momoa. She gave it a little mm-mm on the Momoa. And I suggested The Rock because I'm a dad, and that was apparently the dad-like thing to suggest, I guess. What is your suggestion? Who works for a graduation class? Sort of, who would, like, you know, wow the graduation class, but at the same time be kind of for everyone?
That's getting harder and harder, isn't it? Because we're so polarized now. It's like you can dig up anything on anybody and say, oh, that's so offensive. Yep. You know, we're going to protest that person. I guess I've just thought for a long time it would be pretty cool to have Oprah speak.
I can see the kids laughing at that, though. Alabama Adriana, Oprah or Megan Thee Stallion?
Can we have both?
Is Oprah in the conversation, or is Oprah like my Dwayne Johnson suggestion?
I feel like we all still have a pretty huge respect for her. We all know who she is.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that we all know who they are.
We know who she is.
We know who she is. That's not a very high bar.
But I'm saying, like, y'all are talking about the younger people who wouldn't even know, you know, who they were. But
that's true.
I feel like we all would.
How about Kylie Jenner?
No.
Come on.
How about Kanye?
Oh. No.
Ed Sheeran?
No.
Justin Bieber?
Oh, you're just going down a list of
trending celebrities.
Trending
J-Lo. Celebrities. How about J-Lo? J-Lo would be a big deal. Like, she's pretty universal. Like, everybody likes J-Lo. She's got a good story.
Yeah, she does.
She can dance, she can sing, she seems nice and relatable.
She's new on the scene. It's great.
Judah.
How about Will Ferrell? Does Will Ferrell work for the room?
I think he's done his share, right, of commencement speeches.
I'm not on board with Megan Thee Stallion.
I didn't even know who that was.
That's how her name is. It's T-H-E-E, Stallion.
What if
Stallion.
She raps and twerks her way through the graduation
That's
speech.
A problem. That's going to be a problem
that
for some people.
That is not a problem.
It's kind of like, what are you going for, really? You know, are you going for somebody who's going to deliver the strongest message, or are you going
to
go for someone who's just going to get you headlines because they're the speaker?
Let's just talk about this like it's me, Anna, Alabama Adriana, and Judah. We are in charge of picking the celebrity appearance for Portland State's graduating class. Alabama Adriana has suggested Megan Thee Stallion. Judah has suggested Matthew McConaughey. I have suggested The Rock. You've picked Oprah. We have to settle on one. Go. How does this discussion go?
I think we leave it up to the listeners. Who would they vote for among those four?
Oh, we have to
Everyone
decide.
Everyone now has to Google.
We have to decide. Judah, I actually think I would be willing to concede that The Rock is not the best pick, but based on the reaction that I got in the room from the three of you guys. Nobody seemed impressed with The Rock. Judah, I think Matthew McConaughey would be a fine selection.
Yeah, he'd be good. I just, I struggle with knowing what, you know, Adriana's generation is. It sounds like I'm an old man. I'm not. I'm only a few years removed from her.
But. Yeah, but you're like the same age as her, practically.
No, but he's not. He's not. He's closer in age to me, if you really think about it.
He's
Judah,
an old soul.
No offense, but you're about a 42-year-old man.
I'm an old soul. I'm an old soul. The hairline would agree with you, John. So.
I mean that as like, hey, there are a lot of people your age that don't have their junk together. You got your junk together, man.
I've got my junk together. That's my bio on my Twitter page. I've got my junk together.
That's your tagline.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like, isn't Megan Thee Stallion just sort of the new Cardi B or whoever? Like, isn't that?
Ooh.
Isn't that kind of? It's just her time.
No. Adriana's getting offended.
Six months from now, will she be?
Just don't.
I haven't seen Megan Thee Stallion on any Super Bowl commercials. I've seen Cardi B on one.
She's probably on her way to the next one.
Wouldn't, like, if Matthew McConaughey gave the speech, wouldn't he get up there and do some real like existential? You know, life is a journey kind of thing.
You got to spread your wings. You got to fly.
There you go.
Does it have to be?
So in that way, like, maybe it would be good, right? I go for Matthew McConaughey.
I knew you would.
I just wish y'all could have seen Judah's little flying animation with his arms just now. Maybe he should give the speech.
You got to get on the pavilion.
Punch up his shoulders.
It looks like a pterodactyl.
I think I just pulled a muscle.
I love that.
Judah.
Bo Jackson didn't just cross the finish line. He ran through the end zone and up the tunnel. You know, the great snipers don't aim at the target. They aim on the other side of it. And if you waste a lot of energy, if you think, is it going to be gone tomorrow? Was it going to be gone the next day? If you're going day to day, you're wasting, I think, about 30% of energy on anticipating an end when it's not there. So if you can mentally get set that it's far out there, you'll start really conserving your time and energy and working diligently day to day. So that's one of the ways I'm dealing with it.
All right.
Hey, that's pretty solid.
It is, yeah.
You know, that's not bad stuff.
I think my wife has a crush on Matthew McConaughey. I'm just going to go silent after that. I love how Adriana went with the person that would connect with her generation as her first choice, Megan Thee Stallion. And then you went with Jason Momoa as your second choice.
No. I said Michelle Obama Megan Thee Stallion. And then when we brought up The Rock, I said Jason Momoa, I feel like, is a newer version of The Rock.
But you gave a little to the Momoa part.
Absolutely.
I love how when she's correcting you verbally, she's like verbally giving you the finger.
I see the finger wagging.
No, 100%. No. Yeah. No.
It's like a Matumbo finger wag right there.
There is a finger wag going on in there. So I noticed how Judah and I picked, we didn't go with like, I didn't pick Megan Fox. I didn't pick Jessica Alba. I didn't do like the guy thing to do there.
Yeah, you went for substance.
I went for
the rock.
I picked like who I thought would be universally approachable.
Hey.
I was gonna say Ben Affleck. Nah, The Rock's better.
Don't act like you don't have to have a man crush on these guys. Like, I love The Rock. I love Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, those are good looking dudes
so,
too.
So I think in this conversation, if you guys are gonna suggest Matthew McConaughey and Jason Momoa. I'll probably go, let's get Jessica Alba or Ariana Grande or somebody like that out there. Sure.
Ooh,
let's do that instead.
Speaking of Ariana Grande, Pete Davidson would be my pick.
Oh, man.
That guy would be hilarious.
He's a wreck. That guy, he's funny. But
you're rolling the dice there with which Pete Davidson would show up that day,
too.
You know? There's
that
a little excitement there.
I like it. All right, coming up, we will change the subject. Anna, I wanna put you on. I'm gonna pepper you with rapid fire questions.
Oh, I can't wait! My favorite.
Coming back, I want to also tell you that Adriana's graduation ceremony, virtual graduation party, will be all of next week. All 5 days.
Da, 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 da,
5 days of celebrating and toasting and.
We're gonna be so tired of hearing about her graduation by the end of the week.
But yeah. But I'm talking about Monday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It'll be late Monday show where we're all like, a whole week? All right, leave it here. You got the BFT. Well, how would you like to skip two mortgage payments? It can happen. You can get a cash-out refinance from Golden Oak Lending. Get a breather from the bills. You start fresh with no credit card debt. Take advantage of those low interest rates. By the way, lots of lenders are not offering cash-out loans right now, but Golden Oak Lending still is. The equity in your home, it's risen, right? Rates have fallen. That means you can get the money to pay off your credit cards. It's your equity. It's your cash. So call Golden Oak Lending for a free mortgage checkup today. You can do that. You can start the ball rolling with a simple phone call or apply 24/7. You can do that at goldenoaklending.com with their secure Zipline mortgage. You can call them as well at 503-455-GOLD. That's 503-455-GOLD. No risk to call. If Golden Oak Lending doesn't close your loan, the appraisal's no charge. Look, I grew up in a family. My dad was a mortgage guy for years and years. He's retired now, but I pay attention to this kind of stuff. And when I'm telling you that Golden Oak Lending, they can cure your blues, they really can cure your blues. They're not like other companies. They're not going to ask you for a credit card. If they can't close your loan, the appraisal is no charge. Again, go to goldenoaklending.com. You can start that process. Get yourself some relief. And by the way, like I said off the top, you can skip two mortgage payments when you refinance like that. GoldenOakLending.com. All right, my wife is in studio. Judah Newby, you are back at the downtown Portland headquarters along with Alabama Adriana. I am going to pepper Anna now. I'm going to put her on the spot. Like I tried to do this earlier in the show with John Wilner. He did not cooperate because...
Gosh, I wonder why.
He didn't cooperate. He's so thoughtful.
Yes.
He really wanted me to slow down.
Yes.
He had questions about my questions. I wanted rapid fire. I was looking for mountains or beach, paper or plastic, dinner or breakfast. Which, you know, and he didn't want to play that game.
He's an analytical guy.
And you can attest that there are no notes in front of me. I'm just sort of staring off into the distance as I have this conversation. I'm just going to pepper you with questions.
Okay.
Are you ready for
this?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Are you nervous?
Too much buildup. This is just go.
Are you nervous about this?
Well, I'm getting more nervous because of all the buildup. So let's just do it.
Okay. All right. Let's start with paper or plastic, or do you bring your own bag? She doesn't even wait.
The third option was bringing your own bags.
You said paper.
I didn't know there was a third option. Bring your own bags. If I can remember them, because it's going to take me. I bring my own bags, and then I forget them, and then I have to go back to the car. It's like you know when you change years, and it takes me until July to like write that it's 2020 instead of 2019. So I'm just a very slow learner in some ways.
Favorite show that you're binge watching right now?
Money Heist.
Why?
It's a great character development. There are aspects where you have to suspend belief. They don't portray TV news very well, and that's just
You spend a lot of time going, that reporter's eating the microphone. That, you know, nitpicking. Why the reporter's doing
live don't
shots.
Understand why TV shows and movies can't just talk to somebody before they go to air, or you know, as they're shooting, who's actually been in local news. And just say, okay, can you just go live from anywhere with no equipment, just a camera? No, the answer is no. It's the little things.
The music you grew up on, let's think back to that. Favorite song that comes to mind with music you grew up on that maybe you'd be embarrassed to admit even that you listen to?
MC Hammer, You Can't Touch This. No, 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 no.
You like that?
No, no.
All right. Can't believe she did that. Bottom line, thing about motherhood that you didn't see coming.
Exhaustion. Just extreme fatigue and the necessity to still function with day after day of just exhaustion.
You're beyond tired.
Just depleted energy every day.
It's like a marathon athlete after the Olympics talking about how they found another level. Yeah. Moms and dads going, I know that. I know that struggle. Uh-huh. You're beyond tired, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's fine.
But
it's
But if I gave you 8 or 10 hours and said, you can just rest.
You wouldn't even know what to do with it. Yeah. That's the thing, is you would be like, I would be so uncomfortable, you know, that unless you're on vacation, unless you're like forcing yourself to like leave and go physically go somewhere and remove yourself from the mothering.
The Michael Jordan Last Dance documentary. As a person who has made a documentary, as you have, when you look at that, what takeaways do you take away with? And a lot of people are saying this is Jordan's side of the story. It's all pro Jordan. But what do you say? You've seen, you know, 9 of the 10 episodes. What do you think of the documentary?
Well, I mean, to that, I would say every documentary more or less has a voice, has, I don't want to say agenda, that's such a heavy, you know, weighted word, but you're trying to communicate something with every documentary. And I get it. People are saying, oh, it's not, you know, both sides of the story, whatnot. But I think what's remarkable to me, and as I've shouted out at the TV while we're watching, is, oh my gosh, I can't believe they have that shot. Where has that just been sitting around all this time? Like, I know when you go to make a documentary, I've worked on 2 or 3, actually, and when you have the soundbite of somebody describing something, and then you go search through all of your archive footage, and hopefully you have a lot of, and you find the shot that actually matches what they're describing, and it happens to be like a key turning point in the story that you're telling, that's like gold. And it's such a good feeling as you're putting that together, because you have the visual to match the words. I know that sounds so simple, but I know that feeling, and I can see moments in the documentary where the people who are putting that together went, oh, we have that shot. Let's put it in, you know?
The episode 9 focused on the flu game, which we find out now is the food poisoning game. They tracked down the guy who made the pizza now, and people are interviewing him. He said, no, I'm a Bulls fan. And he's claiming there are only 2 people who went to the hotel, not 5, as Jordan's staff sort of lamented. Is this just the legend of Michael Jordan and people's storytelling over 20 years? The story grows and grows, or what do you take away from that? Because you said out loud, they messed with his pizza.
Well, I mean, that's what the documentary leads you to believe. But I mean, why would you, if you're Michael Jordan, why are you ordering like pizza from some random place? I don't know. That's just a risk that's not even worth taking, right?
You ever had food poisoning?
Oh, sure. I think we all have, right?
When you saw the footage of Jordan, did you think food poisoning or hungover?
Oh, gosh. I guess maybe I'm naive. That's just what the story was saying. Are people saying he was hungover?
Some people are saying, oh, he was hungover. He was smoking a cigar. He's up late. He's blaming it on.
We doubt everything these days, don't we?
I liked it better when it was the flu. You know what I mean? Can't we just leave it at the flu?
I know. It's like we're journalists, so we're supposed to be skeptical about everything, but sometimes don't you just kind of get exhausted with that?
Does it matter? Does it matter if he had food poisoning?
No, it doesn't matter.
Or if he was hungover. If he's hungover, I'm even more impressed. I'm like,
well, no,
wow.
It does matter, because if he's lying about that, and he's going to great lengths to tell that story, right, and lay it out in a certain way and describe the 5 people come into his room or whatever, then yes, then it casts doubt on like everything else that he's saying, everything else he is depicting.
Yeah. And sometimes I think the story grows. I mean, I look back to like old time ball players, Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, whatever. Everybody knows now Mickey Mantle had liver disease. He was probably he was an alcoholic. But people remember him as the All-American center fielder, you know, with the Yankees. And so I think some stories from like the 1940s, 1950s, 1960s are more innocent because of that. It wasn't social media. It wasn't people picking through the wreckage to try to find out, like, you know, does it matter?
Yeah, but which way is better, though? I mean, isn't it, I guess to play devil's advocate, isn't it worse to hold these people up on these pedestals in a way that makes them almost superhuman and godlike? When isn't it better that we actually understand that everybody is fallible and everybody has made mistakes and everybody's just, you know, complex and human and not perfect?
Anybody who's worked in a restaurant, though, and knows that it's possible that Jordan was poisoned.
Sure. Yeah.
You don't like when I send food back in a restaurant.
Oh, gosh, no. You have no idea what they're doing to it.
You pretty much assume they're doing the worst.
Yeah.
It's going on the floor.
Yeah.
And that's going to be that.
Yeah.
All right. Along with our lightning round, mountains or beach?
Oh, beach. Oh. I was going to say beach right away, but I...
You like to paddleboard. You like to get out on the river and paddleboard. You've been on the Deschutes River on a paddleboard. You've been on the Willamette River on a paddleboard.
Yeah, but I just like a walk in dirt and pine needles as much as, you know, anybody else here in the Northwest, too. I don't know. That's pretty even, Stephen, for me. I appreciate both.
What do you know about me that would surprise most people that you know about me, that they wouldn't think? Listeners of the show who... Oh, that was a deep sigh.
Well, I've mentioned before that you cry pretty easily at movies and TV shows when things are emotional.
I don't cry. I'll get like a glassy eye. That's not crying. I'm not sitting there blubbering. But I'm a storyteller, and so when I hear a good story, like, I'll get glassy-eyed. Give me a break. You think I cry? Like, I'm openly, sobbing at a movie? No.
No, you don't ugly cry like I do.
Ugly cry.
But yeah, you get teary-eyed pretty easily. I don't know. That's the thing, is like, you're pretty like you on this show. There's not a lot of it's hard to come up with something that would surprise people because you're pretty much
how about this one?
Who you are.
How about I planted corn out in the yard this year?
Yeah.
That would surprise people.
Maybe.
I planted corn because the kids like corn. I grew up, we planted corn. We lived a little country and we used to have corn. So I planted like 4 rows that are very short. I'm a little mad that we don't have more like room to grow corn, because I would have planted a whole thing. We would have had a scarecrow out there and everything. But 4 rows that are very modest. We're going to eat corn this come July. How about that?
You have a little nutty professor in you. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right.
In
a good way. This show is not here for a long time. It's here for a good time. I appreciate everybody who makes us part of their day. We are back tomorrow. Another great show. Grab the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast. If you're listening right now, subscribe and give us feedback. Adriana loves it when you subscribe, and she loves it when you feedback.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.